faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Okay, breaking news on the arrests surrounding the explosives-laden drone attack that was thwarted by the FBI at UFC Freedom 250. Multi-phase lead terror attack involving explosive-laden drone aircraft to strike in the vicinity of the event. The plan was to spark mass panic. And this is terrifying. Drive the fleeing crowd toward a sniper team poised to pick them off?
That is a tactic that Hezbollah and I should say Hamas and Hezbollah have used for years in Israel.
Mm. A second wave attack of attackers then planned to storm the White House gate, try to get in. But the Bureau learned of the plot on June 10th. We're finding out this came out 20 minutes ago, and it executed a search warrant in Cincinnati, where the first arrest was made. And of course, the culprits were talking in Democrat Party talking points, as if they'd spent way too much time on Blue Sky. One suspect told investigators the goal of the attack, Lee, was to target capitalist elites, billionaires, and politicians who receive money from the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, APAC.
Sounds like a Democrat candidate right there.
You know, campaigning for office, absolutely. Yeah. At least 23, upon investigating a suspect's iPhone, authorities found at least 23 users of encrypted chat app Signal involved in discussing parameters of what could have been a devastating terror attack in the heart of the nation's capital. Again, using Democrat talking points. Using Democrat folks. This party is becoming so radical. And you look at the list of who's running right now, okay? Graham Plattner, the wannabe Nazi. Adam Hamawi, who worked on behalf of Al-Qaeda. That's not like an association or an exaggeration at all. The group that he worked for, Lee, is a designated terror group by the U.S. Treasury, that benevolent association, that's what they call themselves in Bosnia, and it is also sanctioned as a terror group by the U.N. for their activities funding Al-Qaeda. He worked for them. He just won the Democrat primary in New Jersey. Like, let that sink in.
Yeah. Talk about a Trojan horse.
This is terrible. And this was, Lee, this was known. Mm-hmm. This guy was the chauffeur for the blind sheikh who died in federal prison because he exhorted his followers to go blow up the Trade Center and, in a separate case, assassinate a rabbi. He won. He won the Democrat primary. It's not like they didn't know. I mean, this party is off the rails. Here he is, okay? This is his victory party. Fresh from, you know, really the first Al-Qaeda candidate who will, you know, maybe probably go to Congress, right? That's a Democrat district. I just want you to hear how he opened his victory celebration at his campaign headquarters.
We win!
When we organize...
The Democrat Party would have had to disavow that before, but now they celebrate.
Yeah.
Now there's this new one. Daria Lisa Chevalier, who called for death to America. While part of it, she was a part of an activist group at Columbia University. Death to America, chanting it. Here's one of her tweets. I forgot to get napkins, so I just wipe my hand on the American flag behind me. Democrats love her. Then there's Abdul El Said. He's running in Michigan. You remember he campaigned with Hassan Piker, who literally at a campaign stop, they were working out in a gym, called for the assassination of Donald Trump on camera. And then Saeed's confronted, you know, hey, this guy Piker, you're campaigning with, he keeps calling for the assassination of Donald Trump. Saeed said, well, you know, we need to have a big tent. Okay. His ex-security chief, who worked for him, said he was a threat to America and held radical Islamic views. Has that slowed him down? No, he's number one in the polls right now. Good. Current Democrat ticket. So, you know, people trying to terror attack billionaires. By the way, they don't seem to mind the billionaires funding the Democrat Party, though.
Well, of course not.
You know, like the guy who literally runs his operation out of the same building in Shanghai that the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, is headquartered in. Neville Singham. Hundreds of millions of dollars into the Democrat machine because he's an American, so the Chinese can funnel the money in. Do they care about him? No, that's good. That's good. That's just a roundup of their... These are people who've won their primaries. I mean, or they're leading in the poll. They're number one. They're poised to.
And then, of course, look at the ones that are already in Congress, i.e. the squad.
I think the squad's soft compared to these people.
Well, then that's true because they're a little bit more, certainly I wouldn't say reasonable, but more measured.
Yes.
Somewhat more measured in their comments than that.
I want to point this out. This keeps happening from their side.
Yeah.
And it does not keep happening from our side.
No.
No one tried to, in an organized fashion like this, hurt Joe Biden on our side. Nobody did. I mean, look, every president's had lone wackos who are crazy, right?
Yes, right.
Like everybody has. That's not what I'm talking about. This is different. We don't, for instance, we just saw the sentencing of the Trantifa group that tried to execute those ICE agents. Mm-hmm. Remember, they set the fireworks off so they'd come out and they could shoot them. Thank God they're liberals, so they couldn't hit a darn thing, couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. All they hit was a security officer. He's okay.
Which basically is the same thing that was being tried at the UFC.
Yes. Yes, it's the same tactic.
Yeah, exactly the same tactic. Create an explosion that causes a panic and then take them out.
I mean, and then we've got the guy who shot Charlie Kirk. It turns out who trained him? Socialist Rifle Club of America. Cool. Who was a recruiter for that? Graham Plattner, who's running as a Democrat in Maine. I mean, you start putting this together. I mean, you even look at Thomas Crooks, right? Hardcore Democrat. Radicalized Biden supporter. Couldn't get the FBI to pick up his Gab account. Which Torba, who owns Gab, had saved for the FBI, kept calling them, hey, you want to get it? He's like one of our liberal trolls. You want Butler's account? No, we don't want anything to do with that. He had to shame them in coming to pick up the hard drive. They had all of it on it. FBI lied to us about Butler, about Thomas Crooks, what? Hardcore leftist radical. To the point, Lee, he's arguing with people from the left at the Butler event. The FBI hid that too. We just got it last couple of weeks. So it's getting really dicey for our people, for our side, for us normal Americans to gather in public for a patriotic celebration. That's where we are. And it's this radical rhetoric of the left, the lies that are driving it all. Elon Musk yesterday... Gotta love this guy, in the middle of his IPO, all of this, raging, trying, as am I, to stop what's coming, to wake people up. Oh, well, the internet's not a good place for children. We should just ban them from being on the internet. Nope. That's not what this is. And you and I have been fighting this on the state level. Elon Musk retweeting this. UK is a police state. Yeah, this is the Chinese system. How did the Chinese social credit system start? I've actually covered this for years, so I know. Started with a key, not an actual key like for your door, but a key that looked very much like a hard drive that you would have to plug into your computer to authenticate who you were. They needed to know who you were so they could spy on everything you did and ultimately then give you the social credit score that rules China. keeps everybody in line like good little ducks. So you got to get the key. Well, now they don't need a physical key anymore. They need digital ID. They need you to submit to digital ID in exchange for being allowed to get on the internet. It's kind of the same idea of you can't go on South Carolina roads, not legally anyway, and drive your car without a license. You can't actually till they catch you. Not going to be any need to catch anyone. All devices in the spring of 2027 will lock down every iPad, every phone until you submit to digital ID to prove you're not 16 and under. No exceptions. How will they do this? Same way Australia just did. UK government clarified yesterday adults will be able to use their digital IDs, or they'll be able to use social media by verifying their identities with digital IDs, or this new way they can create a digital ID with facial recognition, passports, and credit cards. Here's how it works. And this is what they do in Australia too. If you don't have a digital ID, you don't want to get one, they will create one for you. It's just as effective. They scan your face, iris scan, face scan, whole thing, scan your face, and then you put the credit card in, which is already got all of the financial information on you, and they have a de facto digital ID. And then guess what? You have permission to use the internet again. They'll be back later with the social credit thing. Also, in a country that arrests now an average of 10,000 people for disagreeing with the left online, this way they don't have to ask the social media companies to turn over your name and figure it out. They just know where you are. Oh, by the way, that'll connect all that to your bank account. Oh, and also in the UK, they've also announced that by 2030, you will have to have a digital ID to drive, to rent a place, or to buy a place, or to get a job. Total control. Mark of the beast. Elon Musk tweets yesterday, the censorship law is a wolf in sheep's clothing. The real goal is to enable the UK government to track everyone. You got it, bud. He writes, it's important to know that the social media ban for under 16s is not a ban for under 16. It is a ban on selected social media for everyone until you identify yourself. Yes, they cannot give you the social media score until they have the ID. They cannot control you in mass. See, what it does is it gives them one point to turn you off. You're posting stuff they don't like, flip the switch. No more posting. No more accounts. Oh, did your bank account disappear overnight? Shoot. Yeah, and this isn't China. This is the UK. But that'll never happen here, right? Actually, on Fox News, their morning show host, Todd Pyro, he was championing it yesterday. He was super duper excited and couldn't wait for it to come here. In fact, they've practically run a campaign for it day in and day out, day in and day out.
This is a big one. Fox News alert. Overnight, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer announcing that the UK will be banning social media for those under 16 years old, following in the footsteps of other countries. Listen.
This is very significant for our country. It is about protecting children. And I'm absolutely clear that a ban is the right outcome. The features that we know are harmful to children, that don't make them happy and don't make them safe, that is where we've drawn the line, and that's what this ban is all about.
The ban will block platforms like Snapchat, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and X for young people and will include separate restrictions for live streaming sites and gaming services. It is expected to be put in place early next year. The question now becomes, is it just a matter of time before this hits the U.S.?
And of course, they promote it every day on Fox News, whether it's trending or not. Anna Paulina Luna and Ted Cruz are sponsoring it. Total disaster. We cannot have this. The best way to stop this is to stop it at the state level. And by the way, good news, we won on this. I forgot to tell you about it at the time. I was so busy. Yeah, we were doing mass phone calls to stop it in the House. They were going to begin to offer digital ID through our DMVs here in South Carolina. Not mandatory yet. No, voluntary. And no matter if it's voluntary, they're going to ask for it, and it's going to be like your Social Security card, and then it'll become mandatory. What's the best way to thwart that? Make it unavailable. You don't have one. Not at the state level. It's what Florida did. It's illegal there. We should do it here. And the good news is that thing was going to sail through the House. I thought I'd have to stop it in the Senate. You guys, your phone calls chop blocked it in the House. Dead. They'd been working on it since the beginning of the session. It had been sitting there in the committee. So you killed it. So you're safe now for a while. They'll be back in this next session. Guarantee you. We're going to fight it again.